All right, the Bear, Tyler Bowers. Big battle. Brayton, Hill, yourself. Marv came through there.
Seeley was in there.
And it was hard to keep track of everything, what was going on, but a huge battle. And what did you think of the end of the night?
I was really bummed. I never clicked with the track all day, but I think nobody really did. Everybody was kind of struggling out there. It was not very good flow, and it was really stop and go. And in the whoops, like, I love whoops, and yeah. I sucked in these. Like,
they were tough because, yeah, you didn't look that good.
Yeah, like, in practice, I almost crashed numerous times, and I'm like, if I feel this bad, what does everybody else feel like, you know? Like, so, and then even the main event, I just jumped them. I never skimmed them. So, you know, I just struggled at this track all day today, settings, trying to just make up for it, and finally I just gave up and I said I got to ride it. And so, yeah, I got off to a decent start, whatever, and then was in that battle you're talking about for a bit with Brayton, Hill, caught up to Seeley a little bit, and then I think, like I said, Moose King came through. A couple guys came in there with us. It was a good battle. I finally got into the front of that little group, and I was like, sick. Like, it was like lap 10 or 12 or something. And I'm like, cool, like, let's start charging. And so I started charging, and I think that was worse. I think, like, you overrode this track, you know, because then I started, like, OJ and stuff and just missed timing. And then the whoops, if you, like, rush jump through them, like, I started trying to jump, like, one more. And then I was casing it and almost crashing. And so, like, for four laps in a row, I just really, like, sucked. So all the guys that just passed me all back. And then, then I passed two of them back before the end, so I ended up 11th tonight, which is good. But
the first set was 3-3-4, if you could nail it right.
Yeah, the only time I went four out was when I, like, was looping out, and I just, like, skimmed, like, on my rear tire. So, and by the end of it, I was just, like, 3-3, 2-2, or, like, sometimes, like, 2-1-1. It got pretty ugly for me, like, in the middle. So, but, yeah, anyway, I started kind of pulling it back together towards the end of the race. My lines were getting wore out, and so I tried new lines, but I went the wrong direction. And I tried, like, I went from my line, which turned out to be okay, to what was the now blown out line. And then so I sucked for four laps, and then I finally got my lines together. And, yeah, like I said, I'm just happy I kind of remounted at the end and kind of pulled it back together. So that says a lot for me, just to be able to get your head out of that hole and kind of get it back together. So
one of the stickier, tackier tracks we've had in a while. Like, it looked like it just was grabbing guys. I don't know how it was by the mains, but
yeah, it was horrible. Yeah, yeah. And in the mains, it was just super deceiving, because you know, like, when they cover it, sometimes it turns into, like, concrete in areas, and, like, gravelly concrete, and then there's, like, water that sits in the transitions and gets really ruddy. So it was like that. And then the main, they back drug a lot of it, but it wasn't, like, really packed. It was just kind of fluffed, and so it was really loose on top in the main. So, like, you did set up today for everything being, like, too tacky, and then you got in the main and everything's, like, super loose, and it's just, like, it was just really hard to figure out the track. It was definitely something you had to adapt to, and especially at the beginning of the main, the track was smooth, you know, and towards the end it was beat. So it was hard.
It's just super weird watching the Bear struggle in whoops. I'm gonna need some time to get over that.
Yeah, I think maybe I rode the 500 too much the last two.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I did Thursday on Supercross again, and yeah, whatever. I just, like, did half a day and I came here. But yeah, I need to maybe just stick to Supercross at the end of this. Right. Yeah.
I got a lot of tweets and texts about our Privateer profile or podcast that we did, Privateer Island podcast that we did. Does it always surprise you when you get do an interview like that and you're just honest and you have a good conversation, and then all of a sudden you get these things where people are like, I didn't like you, and now I like you?
But yeah, I'm surprised that there's a lot of people that say, now I like you. That's like, and for me, like, that was just a normal, like, just like any other conversation I have with you, you know what I mean? So it's
any media, I mean,
To me, like, I talk a lot and I'm really overly honest, sometimes to a fault. Yeah. So it's really weird that people actually change their mind that quickly to something I just do.
You think it's a hold off from arena cross days or something? Where does this come from?
I mean, I got a reputation, clearly, and I think a lot of it is what you put out there for people to see and on, like, social media and stuff. And I'm not super active on social media. A lot of times, like, my wife does my posts for me, just because, you know, like, I don't know, it's not my thing. I'd rather go fishing or something, you know, and I don't want to sit on the phone all day. I got a life besides the phone, so I need to, like, work on putting myself out there more on social media just for people to see the real side of me, rather than just what they see when I, you know, take some dude out on the track and then we're talking trash to each other out there or something, you know what I mean? Just because on the track is a lot different than what you see off the track most of the time.
Maybe it's the Barcia thing, but I mean, that was a holder from the Monster Cup stuff, and, like, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like, it wasn't clean, but I don't know what it is, but I always find it surprising. Like, yeah, Bowers is a cool guy, like, whatever, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but nobody really likes Barcia either, so, like, it's like, I mean, I don't know how many riders were just so, like, actually all of them, everybody I talked to were like, dude, yeah, screw that guy, you know. So, and I'm sure it's the same way when somebody does it to me, you know. So but yeah, whatever, like, I moved on from that, and I just try to, like I said, I just need to put myself out there more for people to really see the real side of me.
All right, one more.
Yeah, one more. Yeah, Vegas, and then outdoors. So I'm gonna go punish myself all outdoors.
Are you bringing the 500 out?
I wish, man. It's too old. I think within 5 years.
Right.
So maybe I'll call and see if they'll make an exception. Right. I doubt they will, but like.
Hey, I love how the two-stroke thing, everything I read was everybody's bike broke. Just everybody's bike broke.
Well, nobody knew what we were doing out there. Right. And in the morning, it was like 40 degrees. And then like by the second moto, it was like 80 or 90. So nobody, I mean, we don't jet anything anymore. Like my bike was a turd like the first moto because we didn't bring any jets. So it was like overly, it was lean the first moto. Then the second moto was like super rich. Yeah, so whatever.
Yeah, it seemed like everything I read was this guy's bike broke. That guy's bike broke, and then somebody won.
Yeah, nobody knows what we're doing out there. Yeah, so.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.